Well, I am super excited that you're here with us today because at the end of this spring break, just having people here is exciting. You know, we're a church now of 13 cities, and people from those 13 cities have scattered all kinds of places this weekend as they're ending their spring break vacation. So be in prayer for all of those who are out traveling. Some will be getting back this evening, and probably some will wait until the last moment and come back really late. You know, when you've been on spring break, you don't want to come back to school too quick, and you don't want to go to work too quick. So be praying for all of those who are traveling this weekend. You saw the video about Easter. We want to encourage you to invite someone to Easter. My question always is, who are you bringing on Easter Sunday? Out on the Connection Center counter, we have a card that I call a push card. You can grab some of those or one of them. If you just go invite one person. But you can get those. You can hand these out to people. Also, they're blank on the other side so that you can put an address on it and mail it to someone if you want to do that. We also have a card out there that the Children's Ministry has designed for our glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt. That's April the 2nd. You can grab those too. Also, you can mail those to someone if you want to. We also have a QR code. We all know that that is now something that everybody is using. We have one out on the Connection Center where you can take a picture of it, and you take a picture of it, and then you can walk up to somebody and invite them and ask them to scan that QR code, and they can just scan it right there, and you can give them a personal invite, and they can scan it and take a look. It takes them directly to our website and tells them everything that they need to know about the glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt and our Easter service. So I want to encourage you to stop by there and do that this week. We've got 2 weeks before Easter Sunday, but we're getting real close to the glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt. So invite somebody, invite families, invite children. It's a lot of fun. Pastor Rochelle and I love coming down here on the glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt. They do a lot of games. Now we have a building and a facility outside, and the covering is going to be really cool this year with the kids, and they've got plenty of places to hunt eggs, and it's really cool when it gets dark and you see all those glow in the dark Easter egg hunts. The kids have a blast on that Friday night. So invite your neighbors, invite your friends, invite your loved ones to Easter here on Easter Sunday and for the glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt with the kids. Again, it's good to see you this morning. Today I want to start off with reading a passage of Scripture, something that I don't normally start my messages with, but felt very moved by the Holy Spirit last night because of what it says and where we are going this morning in part two of I Am. It's in Psalms chapter 105, and I'm going to read verses 3 and 4. It says, "Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice." Verse 4 becoming key. "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually." Today, for the hearer, the person who will hear what the Holy Spirit is revealing, you will find keys. You will find keys to walking in peace, a key to having hope that overcomes obstacles. You'll find a key to having the strength to face the new day. And you will find a key to have joy that cannot be taken away. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you today for your word. I thank you, Lord God, for the presence of the Holy Spirit, because the church is here and the Holy Spirit is here. And Holy Spirit, we submit to your leading, to your guidance, to all that the Father has for us today. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. I'm going to begin in John chapter 15. I'm going to read verse 5 from two translations. "I am the vine. You are the branches." Remember, he is the vine. He's talking to his audience, Jesus. He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Jesus is the vine. Who are we? We're the branches. We're his audience today. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. Now, we can stand the argument in ourselves and say, oh, I've done all kinds of things. I've produced all kinds of things. Yes, we have done it in our own flesh. But we have not done it within what God wants us to do most of the time. Without his blessing, without his fruitfulness adding to it, we may have accomplished things, but have we done it being connected to the vine where we get the nourishment and the water from the Word of God that causes what we do to prosper even greater than what we've done? We miss out on that. So in reality, we don't really do what we should be doing to the level we should be doing it if we are disconnected from the vine. John chapter 15 verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. Because apart from me, you can accomplish nothing. Now as Jesus spoke these words, the vines hung heavy with fully developed fruit throughout the region. Now Jesus' audience understood the value and the impact of the vine. Because without the vine, there would be no branches. They understood the value of the vine and its connection to the branches. The branches would not even exist without the vine. Because the vine is where the branches get water and the nutrients that it needs to flourish. Jesus is speaking to them about something they understood. And now he has taken that they can see with their own eyes, and now declared to them, I am that vine and you are those branches and you need me. I am the life source. Truth number one. Now my truths, as I've shared before, and I've called them different things, these are revelations I've had, are lessons I've learned in my walk with God, are things that God has brought to my table that he wants me to know. Truth number one, Jesus as the vine is our source for a true and fulfilling life, for true happiness, for true peace, for true hope, for true strength. The vine is the source of those realities on levels that we cannot produce ourselves and man can't produce for us. Only the vine can. Only the vine can. As Jesus is speaking of himself here, that I am the true vine, he wanted his audience here, and today that audience is you and me, to understand the importance and value of being connected to the vine. We need to be connected to the vine. And he wants us to know the value of being connected to the life source by faith. Because it takes faith. And you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot let people or even yourself disconnect you from the life source. You must stay connected. You can't let what people do, what people say, disconnect you from the very thing that brings life. The true vine, Jesus Christ. You can't let people keep you from growing deeper in your relationship with the true vine. You can't even let yourself. You might need to go to a friend. I don't have to go very far. Rochelle will tell me if self is in my way. You might need to go to a friend and say, you need to talk to self here. You need to help me get self out of the way. We must stay connected to the vine. Because the vine brings the nutrients and life that we need to face life. Now come on, it's coming at us at 225 miles an hour. You have got to stay connected to the true vine. That leads me to truth number two. Faith in the vine brings peace in all circumstances. I'm going to say that again. Faith in the vine brings peace in all circumstances. I'm going to drill down on that in a moment. Hope in trials, strength in adversity, and joy that cannot be taken from you. There is a peace, there is a hope, there is a strength, there is a joy in the middle of your trials that only the vine can give you. And when the world sees that you are facing troubles, I mean some of them extreme, but they see this peace that doesn't make any sense. When they see there's joy that makes no sense. When they see you walking in strength when you should be weak. When they see that you have hope this will come to a good end. Not only are they at a place where they don't understand and it doesn't seem real and they can't comprehend it, but here's the big thing. They are drawn to it because they want that. I can remember being angry at all you Christians that were really connected to the true vine. Rochelle would say, quit being jealous. Well, I'm lost. I'm jealous of everybody. But it would just wear me out to watch a Christian going through stuff that I thought was the same as me or worse than me, but yet they had a smile on their face. They weren't weary, dragging around. They were standing up straight. They had hope. They had a joy I couldn't even understand. Why wasn't their trouble making them be like me? Because they were connected to the vine, the source of life. When I got connected to the vine, about 3 months or so after I got saved, I backslid. And a person showed up at my house and said something to me and gave something to me that caused me to run to the foot of the cross and to seek the face of God. And ever since then, all I've hungered for is all that the vine can give me. I'm at work one day. I'm sitting at the end of the table where I always sat. When I first started doing this, it was a lot of people sat down at that end of the table. I would eat my lunch and study the Word of God, and they all ended up down at the other end. So I sat by myself. And I felt this presence just behind me. And I thought, there's somebody sitting there. I don't remember hearing anybody grab a chair, but somebody is sitting there. And so I turned around, and there's this guy with this look on his face. And I thought, I don't know if I'm looking at a wild man or a man who is hungry. And I said, can I help you? And these are the words that came out of his mouth. He said, I want what you have. Being this young Christian, I was like, what have I got? I said, what? He said, I want what you have. I said, well, what do I have? He said, I've been watching all that you've been going through. And he worked in another department. He was a machinist. He worked in another department. He said, I've been watching all that you've been going through. And he said, but you come in here with a smile on your face. You're upbeat. You walk upright. And he said, I've seen the stuff going on. He said, you come in here and you walk in peace. He said, I want what you have. So I picked up my Bible and I said, it's all right here. I said, would you and your wife come to our house tomorrow night so I can share some things with you? Expected him to say no, and he said, yes. Now I had to go home and tell Rochelle, hey, we're having company tomorrow night. You know, I don't even know him. I knew of him, but I didn't know him. She knew him. After I said the name, oh, I know them. I was like, good. Walked in our house, walked out of our house, and their lives changed. There is a peace that passes all understanding. There is a joy that no one can take from you. There is a strength that will help you stand up and face tomorrow. There is a hope that will overcome all your obstacles. And it will draw the world to you. But you have to be connected to the life source of that, the true vine. You have to be connected to it. One of the keys in being connected to the vine by faith and stay connected as the branches to this life source, to this vine, is using His word to guide our thoughts and our actions. Our thoughts that my God shall supply my need. My God will overcome the trouble I'm having at work. My God, my God, my God, my God. And my actions will reflect my faith in my God. My actions will reflect how connected I am to the vine, the life source. And those thoughts and those actions will draw people to the life source. We have to be connected through the Word of God. Truth number three, we are connected to Jesus when we believe His Word and spend quality time in His presence. Love Matthew 14:23 that I'm bringing today. And after He had dismissed the crowds, He went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. When evening came, He was there all alone. My question, are we going to the mountain? Are we doing what's necessary in our lives to have alone time with God? Are we doing what's necessary? I've told you many stories over the years of the things I've done. I've done some really unique, creative, and some crazy things to have time with God. You know, we had four kids at home. That's not simple to have alone time. So I had to get creative. Stay up late till everybody went to bed. Go sit out on the back porch, even when it was cold. Go out in the tool bin in the garage. Sit down in a corner. Go on prayer walks. I thought I created that. Found out that's a big thing. I thought I was doing something new. What are you doing to get up on the mountain and be alone with God? Being connected to the vine, the true source. See, we want peace, we want strength, we want joy, and we want a hope in the middle of my circumstances. The question is, what are we doing about it? What are we doing about what we need? Well, I can tell you where all of that is. It's connected to the life source, the true vine. It's being in deeper relationship with Christ Jesus through His Word, in His presence, spending time on the mountain all alone with Him. I'm going to drill down a little further to that in a moment. And truth number four, in this place, His Word finds a home in us and feeds us the nutrients we need. We must stay connected to the vine. We must. I'm sure that you may be sitting there saying, well, you know, Pastor, I pray, I read the Word, I worship, and I even come to church. So what am I missing? I've said all those things too. What are we missing? What we're missing is what we've made it, what it's become. Associate Pastor Colin was up here when he was leading at the end of the message, at the end of worship last Sunday, and he began to bare his heart about, from a personal level, what have I made my time with you? How important is it? I'm going to read some lyrics from the song that he was singing, Nothing Else. It says, I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. What should be drawing us closer and more connected in a deeper way to the vine, the true vine, Christ, has become just another activity that we check off our to-do list for the day. It's just an activity that I check off and say, I did that as a Christian. Boom, I've done that. And that's caused a disconnect to a deeper relationship with Christ Jesus, the true vine, the source of all that hope, the source of all that strength, the source of that peace, the source of that joy that no one can steal from you. It's what we've made it. We've got to reconnect in total dependence to the vine, the source of life. We've got to get totally dependent on the source of life, the true vine. Another question, where are the hungry? Are we hungry? Is there a hunger for a deeper relationship with Him? We want the joy. We want the peace. We want a hope that makes a difference. We want a joy nobody can take away from me. And there's only one place to get it. And it's through the true vine, Jesus Christ. And here's the part that is the difference maker. It takes action on our part to go to the mountain. We've got to go to the mountain. Psalms 143:6 says, and this is where I've been ever since that day when this man came to me and did what he did, and it all started on the floor, in the bathroom, coming back to the foot of the cross. This has been a very important scripture. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Psalms 143:6. You need to mark that verse of scripture down. You need to write that. You need to get a post-it note. You need to put it somewhere. And when you get up in the morning, ask yourself, is this the way I'm living my life? I spread out my hands to you, God. I thirst for you like a parched land. I am still thirsty. I am still not satisfied. I am far from being satisfied. We desperately need to reconnect directly to Him. And I'm just going to say this morning. We got to stop settling for a poor imitation of Christ-likeness. We need to be Christ-like. The world needs the church to be fully connected to the vine. Because when things start happening, and they will, they are watching. And they know it's painful. They know it's a struggle. They know it's hard for us. But it's the way we go through it. And they hunger for what you have. And they're drawn. Francis Chan said, American Christians have become like the people of Israel. They choose the voice of Moses over God's voice. Let me put this in our time. Let me read this differently. American Christians have chosen the voice of celebrity over God's voice. Who's got the biggest what? Who's on social media the most? Well, because they have the money to be there all the time doesn't mean that they're the voice you should be listening to all the time. We've got to listen to His voice first. Not be chasing the voices of celebrity, whether in the church or out of the church. Your Father is hungry to be with you. He longs to spend time with you. He hasn't gone anywhere. He's still in the same place. We've got to come to the mountain and spend time with Him. He's still in the same place. Truth number five, we need to flock to the mountain and let Jesus directly talk to us. Chase Him. He is there waiting on you. We must go to the mountain consistently, continually. And I'll just say it, not just in a crisis, but all the time, always going to the mountain. We need to connect and reconnect to the vine. You see banners out front that say reconnect, NEC. NEC, we need to reconnect to the vine. It is time. We need to reconnect to the vine. We need to reconnect to hearing His voice first. In John 15:5, read it again. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me, very key statement here. The one who remains in me, you want to underline remains in me. Remains in me. And I in him. Bears much fruit, because apart from me, you can accomplish nothing. Jesus' words here, right here in this verse, remains in me, speaks to always being in a state of awareness of His presence. Because He's always present. But are we aware of it? Truth is, we become disconnected from that reality, because we get so caught up and distracted by everything that's going on in our own lives, missing the connect to the fact that that source of life will help me with everything that I'm going through in my life. It is the life source to address all of this. But we become disconnected. When it comes to the true vine being fully grafted with the true vine, there are three things that we need to know. It's all about connection, number one. Connection. Theologians frequently describe this as union with Christ. This connection, this union is mutual. We abide in Him, and He what? Abides in us. You got to get connected. We abide in Him. He abides in us. And if He's with us, in us, as we're walking our day out, He will help us with all that we're facing. But if we're spending more time disconnected from Him, then we're trying to deal with everything we're facing in our own flesh. Without the life source feeding us to deal with those things. Abiding also implies dependence. Number two, dependence. In fact, abide, the Greek word is meno, which means to remain, stay, continue. To remain, stay, and continue. Did you know you can go to the mountaintop, and if you make this a regular thing, consistent thing, you can go to the mountaintop and take the mountaintop everywhere you go. Dependence is important. The branch is dependent on the vine. Without the vine, the branch can be useless, powerless, lifeless, and bear no fruit of the Father. We're to be fruit bearers, right? All of us. We're supposed to bear fruit. That when people see it, they see the Father. We need to bear fruit that they can see. Abiding also involves continuance. Continuance. I like to call it my regular rhythm and routine of going to the mountain. And truth number six, to abide is to reside. To abide is to reside. You need to go to the mountaintop, and you need to start gathering things up there. Have your notepad ready. Have your Bible already there. Have your worship ready to go. Have you prepared a place to connect with the vine? My concluding statement this morning is going to drill down. I've been saying I'm going to drill down in my ending statement this morning. Stop dating Jesus. Stop working him into your life when it's convenient. Reclaim your calendar. It's time to be all in. Work your life around him. Work your life around him, not him around your life. I promise you, a lot of the things that are going on will shift. That's abiding, remaining in him. We rush through our lives and fit Jesus in if we can. Stop the madness. It's time to be still. It's time to be still. It is time to go to the mountaintop and be still. It is time to stay connected to the vine. And in some cases, it's time that we reconnect to all the truths within the vine, the source of life. I've done my share of whining. Rochelle's been real calm over here not to go. Whining about where's the peace, where's the joy, where's the hope, where's the strength. I can get really bad with that. And she says, you know what to do. You need to trust God, have faith in his word, and you need to spend time with him. And you know what? All of a sudden there's a shift. It's amazing how quickly there's a shift. But it's just as amazing the moment you disconnect how far it goes the other way. Quickly. Rapidly. And now you find yourself out here wondering, where's God in all of this? And God, I can just hear him saying, wandering child, come back to me. Wandering child, come back to me. I have the source and life, for everything you're facing, come back to me. Make me number one and watch what happens. Don't fit me around your schedule. Fit your schedule around me and watch what happens. Watch what happens. I know some of you, I'm just going to say this for fun this morning. Some of you love to text me at 6 in the morning. And then I don't answer you until way later in the morning. You know why? I'm on the mountain. I hear the phone go off. I love you, but I ain't answering it. I figure if it's an emergency, you'll call her. But when I'm on the mountain, I'm alone with him, and I refuse to be disturbed. I love it that we have a building now, because I am doing something that I have not been able to do for 10 years. I come down here on Saturdays in the afternoon. I stay way into the evening. And I come down here and I climb up on the mountain and I pray for you. I walk through this place and pray over every chair. I walk through the sound booth and pray over everything up there. I walk through every part of this building. I even go into the storage rooms. Walk across this stage and pray. Sit here on this platform and pray for the message. I go up on the mountain because you know what? Because I know where the life source is. This morning our worship team had to call an audible. And God carried them through. He's the life source of it all. I love coming down here and doing that. I didn't get to do that. You can't call the theater and say, hey, I want to take over the theater for an hour on Saturday night. That wasn't going to happen. Where is your mountain? What are you doing to make sure you have a place? And it's not just here. I have two other places that I climb up on the mountain. Have you prepared a place to be alone with God? Would you stand with me this morning? You know, we have an altar here that we've never had before. And this is one of those Sundays that I believe, for many, doesn't mean that you're not trying to seek the face of God. That's not what I'm saying. But for many, you have a hunger to go deeper and further. And sometimes we got to take a step of faith and do something to tell myself, I'm going to do this. If that's you, I want you to come to this altar right now, because I'm going to pray for everybody that comes here who's saying, I want to go deeper. I want to go further. I'm going to take a step of faith. Come on. I'm hungry. I feel like I'm in a parched land and I am so thirsty. I need something. I need to go further. I need to go deeper. I need more. I need to be more connected to the life source. I want to see God do the amazing in my life. Would you just reach your hands up towards heaven as just a moment here to say, Father, I'm surrendering my life. Father, I may be connected to you and I have my place, but Father, I hunger for more. Lord, I'm inconsistent, and I want to be consistent. Father, it's become a roller coaster, and I need to reconnect and stop the madness. So, Father God, today, as we come before you in this altar, we cry out to you, first of all, in repentance, to say we are sorry and we repent for what we've made it. Just something we check off our to-do list for the day as a Christian. And Lord, today we cry out to you to help us take that to a whole new place. Holy Spirit, Keep us stirred. Holy Spirit, speak to us loudly, clearly, with conviction. So loud that we can't not get connected. God, move in our lives. As fathers, we commit today to going deeper and further with you, the true vine, the life source to walking in peace, having hope that overcomes the obstacles, strength to face a day that comes at us at 225 miles an hour, to walk in a joy that no one can take away. We commit to being connected to the life source, the vine. We are the branches, and we need you. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're a guest with us today, we want to encourage you to please stop by the Connection Center and grab one of our gift bags and fill out a connection card to whatever you're comfortable in filling that card out. And I promise you, we're not going to make a bunch of phone calls, send you a bunch of emails. But we would ask that you would please fill that out as you're comfortable with that. Church, Easter's coming. Glow in the dark's coming. I'm looking forward to meeting families that are going to show up, that are unchurched, dechurched, and get the opportunity to let them see Jesus with skin on it. And just love them. Just love them. Just love them. And watch what God will do. Pastor Shell and I love all of you. Thank you for being here today. Everyone out there watching on Facebook today, remember, stay connected to the vine in Jesus' name. You're dismissed.